Thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
Well, good morning, everyone. Three more weeks and it's all over. I'm with the wrong crowd this morning. Three more weeks and school is over. Until next semester. But anyway, open your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 30. And we'll look at verses 7, 8, and 9. And I want to answer a question this morning. Poverty or riches? Poverty or riches? Dr. Bill Jones, says there are three major decisions that one has to make. First of all, who will be your master? Second of all, who will be your mate? And third, what will your mission be? At times I've taken them in a different order, who's your master? And I'm suggesting that because you're here at CIU, I'm thinking that we have the same master and Lord. Amen. Okay, thank you. But what's your mission? Where is God taking you? What's God's call on your life? Where will you be in the next few years? That's normally my second question. Where is God taking you? Then thirdly, who will be your mate? Who will join you on this journey? Those are the three major life questions, and you want to make sure you get those life questions correct. But I hear another question that's emerging, especially when people come and visit our campus, when we have preview days, when we have major days. There's another question that seems to be surfacing, and it seems to be surfacing even in this room from time to time. And you want to know what that question is? Of course you do. Here's the question. Look at it. How much money will I make? Amen. Not just who's my master and who will be my mate and what's my mission, is how much money will I make? And that almost reminds me of that song, Money, 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 because that seems to be what we're talking about now. How much money, not about our mate or the mission or even our master, but how much money will I make? You know, the Bible has a lot of things to say about money. The Bible has feelings about money. In Ecclesiastes, I read a verse just this morning that money is the answer to all things. I said, uh-huh. Then I read another verse in the New Testament. New Testament can get us in trouble. It says that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. I said, all kinds of evil. And then another verse, scripture I read, Hebrews, I think it says something like this. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Amen. So what are we doing? Are we adding another major life decision? How much money will I make? Well, I think this text of scripture will help us with this question. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 7, 8, and 9. Here's what it says. Two things I asked of you. Deny them not to me before I die. Newsflash, every one of us will die. So here's the question. Remove from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. I think this verse of scripture, this passage is telling us two things. And here's the first thing. Look at it on the screen here. You don't want to be broke. Boy, this is a rough crowd here. You don't want to be broke. Okay, rough crowd, rough crowd. Let me see if I work with y'all again. You don't want to be broke.
Amen.
Matter of fact, if somebody's sitting beside you and they want to be broke, tighten them, say, you it, you can be broke. Yes. Well, you don't want to be broke. You want to ask God to meet your needs. You want to ask God to supply every need according to his riches and glory. Brothers and sisters, you don't want to be broke. And I think the text tells us why. Look at it one more time. Here's what the text tells us. You don't want to be broke because you don't want to steal and dishonor the name of our God. Amen. You don't want to be broke. Find yourself in debt and mounting debt. What kind of debt? Credit card debt. Mounting debt. What kind of debt? Student loan debt. Holla if you hear me. You don't want to find yourself in mounting debt. Bills. You have more bills than you have month, and you have more month than you have money. Just debt on top of debt. We want to ask the Lord, Lord, please supply my needs. You don't want to be broke. I remember telling somebody, I'm from the town, the big city of Dillon, South Carolina. Yep, thank you, brother. Yeah, you're about the only one that knows where Dillon is. South of the border. And in our little town, many of my relatives had never seen a minister live from the gospel. And I remember telling them, they said, what are you going to be when you grow up? And I said, I don't know. But I knew what God was calling me to. God was calling me to serve him. And God was calling me to ministry. And finally, when I built up enough courage to tell them, I think God is calling me to ministry. God's calling me to preach the gospel. Why are you going to do that? You're going to be broke. And I said, but that's what God is calling me to. I say, no, you want to go to medical school. You want to be a lawyer. You want to be a teacher. You want to be anything besides being a minister because you're going to be broke. You're going to have bad credit. No one will marry you because you will be broke. I said, Lord, what doest thou this? And then to add insult to injury, I finally built up the courage to tell them I was coming here to study at Columbia Bible College at the time. They said, Barber College? Oh, you're going to cut hair and preach on the side. No, I'm coming to Bible College to study the Bible. They said, how much do you need to know to preach? Just get up and read a passage of scripture and explain it. I said, no, I think there's more to it than that. And I remember I got criticized up and down. Why are you going to do that? Because you're going to be broke. You know, I wasn't a fan of being broke, but I was a fan of following the mission that my master had given me. Brothers and sisters, the Lord will take care of you. I believe that with all of my heart, that God will. Now, I can't always promise that he'll take care of you the way you want to be taken care of, but I can promise you that our Lord will always take care. He will supply your needs. You don't have to be broke. I remember one time I was in a class here. It was in Cliff Bedell's class. He taught Romans. He'd been teaching here since the school opened several years ago. Cliff Bedell, my next door neighbor, his son Frank Bedell is probably here this morning. I remember one day in class, in Romans class, people were raising their hands asking, can you pray that the Lord give me some money, give me some resources. You know, I'm broke. It was coming down to the end of the semester. And in Cliff Bedell's fashion, He stopped the prayer request and he ran out of the room. He left us in the big classroom in Fisher 102. We were like, where did he go? And he went out to the job board and he snatched the job list down. And he came back to class and he started reading off the job list. There's a job in the dish pit. There's a job in the missions. There's a job here. There's a job there. He said, the Lord has already supplied you need. Just apply for the job and God will take care of you. My grandfather used to tell us when we were little, he said, you know, you may not get the job you want, but God will provide your needs. Job is the resource, but God is always your source. This proverb says, keep these two things away from me. Keep poverty, you don't have to be broke. The proverb here, he says, lest I be fool and deny you, who is the Lord, or lest I be poor. In Dillon, we used to say po because we couldn't afford the O and the R. Lest you be po and steal and dishonor the name of God. I know so many people. They got to the point where they were so poor till they began to steal. Take from the Lord. Take from others. Because they just couldn't make ends meet. Well, first of all, you don't have to be broke. But second of all, I think this proverb is telling us something else. Here it is. You don't want to be too rich either. Now, I just want to give a disclaimer here. There's nothing wrong with wealth. Amen. That's a terrible amen. But anyway, there's nothing wrong with wealth. Amen. And if you're a Presbyterian, you can just hold up a napkin and just wave at me, holler at me if you would. But you don't want to be too rich either. You don't want to be poor, broke, start stealing, dishonoring God. But on the other hand, over here, I don't think one of those major life questions says, let me make my mission all about how much money I will make. Look at the verse one more time. Here's where it says, remove from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me. I don't want to be so full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Why? Because you can become so full until you're not dependent upon him anymore. Brothers and sisters, he reminds us all the way through his word, guard your heart against greed. He makes it clear. You don't want to have too much. He reminds us that dishonest money dwindles. Over in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10, it says, don't love money. Stop your love affair with money. Because if you love money, it will never be enough. You'll never have enough. You'll never be satisfied with your income if you fall in love with money. Brothers and sisters, I think here's the point of this. He reminds us that anytime we have too much, we can become self-reliant, selfish, independent, thinking that we don't need God, that I don't have to pray about my daily needs. I think the Lord's Prayer says, give us this day our daily bread. I want to stay in that tension that says, Lord, I don't want to be broke, but I don't want to have so much that I stop depending on you. I've had friends along the way, colleagues, that got so rich till they stopped depending on him. I had a guy when I was a student here back in the early 90s. He was the best preacher in our class. But the problem when he left seminary, he went to a church that was so small that they couldn't take care of him, but he got him a job along with his ministry job, and he began to sell insurance, and he became rich. It changed his dress, but it also changed his address and left a wife and five kids behind to chase wealth. To chase money, because it was never enough. I wonder, am I talking to the right crowd today? Do we have the same master? Now, we can't all have the same mate. Amen, 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 amen. And we don't all have the same mission. But you don't want to have so much this morning that you start asking the question, who is the Lord? Who is the Lord in my life? Lord, I need you daily. I need you to supply all of my needs. I need you to supply my daily bread. I don't want to ever get to the point where I say it's never enough. And listen, you don't want to make your decisions based on money, because money clouds your judgment. You know, so many of our leaders have reminded us, hey, you either make a budget or a budget will make you. One of my professors in undergrad said this. He said, you know, everyone lives on a budget. You just might not know it. Brothers and sisters, he reminds us all the way through scripture. You know, someone just said to me just the other day that Jesus talked more about money than anything else. But he was trying to give us the right perspective when it comes to resources, because he wants to be our ultimate source. So how are we doing with this today? Here's the next slide here, because our time is dwindling. So is it poverty or is it riches? I think the answer is neither. I don't think the Lord wants us to be broke. And this is not a health, wealth, and prosperity sermon either. But I don't think the Lord desires that his children are broke and without resources. But I don't think the Lord wants us so rich that we forget who he is and we steal and we dishonor his name. How you doing with this today? Some of you may be listening to me right now going, Lord, I don't have enough. I need more, Lord. You feel like you're the poorest people in the world. And you know, the Lord is saying, I will take care of you. And someone's saying, you know, I don't have to worry about tuition or how will I pay my bills or car breaking down because I have more than enough. You know, even as I look at the economy in scripture, he reminds us to learn what we need to live out of, to make sure we give to him, to make sure we save, to make sure we invest, and to make sure we take care of others around us. So money never becomes one of these major life decisions, because watch this, next slide please. Because if you're not careful, if you don't keep money in the proper perspective, money will become your master. And you know what the scripture says about this? You can't serve two masters. Either gonna love God, love money. Money will become your mate. You know, I've often heard, even in my own community, before they want to get to know the person's character, they want to know about his cash. And I'm warning you, you want to choose character over cash every day of the week. But if you're not careful, money will become your mate. You'll choose someone best on their checkbook and not their character, based on their credit cards and cars instead of their character. If you're not careful, money will become your mate. And if you're not careful, if you don't keep money in its proper perspective, money will become your mission. What are you doing? I'm going to this conference to see how much money I can make. I'm doing this to see how much money I... You'll stop serving the Lord because you love him. You serve because you love money. And money should never be a major life decision. I called Dr. Jones up yesterday and I said, Dr. Jones, I'm gonna use your three major life decisions in chapel tomorrow. He said, that's pretty good. And we reviewed them again. And right before I was ready to hang up the phone with him, he said, "Can I tell you something?" He said, "Every job I've ever taken, I've always gone down in income before I came up." He said, "Because I wanted to make sure that money never ruled me." He said, "As a matter of fact," he said, "I prayed about it without knowing how much it was going to pay me, because I never wanted money to rule me." We're looking for summer jobs right now. But more than looking for how much money you will make, look for the mission that God may have you on this summer. Some of you are coming down to the end of your undergrad experience here, and you're saying, "Lord, I sure hope you bless me with a mate." I pray that God gives you a mate, and your mate is more important than the money. Because if you're not careful, money can become your major life quest, and you'll miss out on the riches of God and what he has as you make him your master, as you understand his mission for your life, and as you understand the partner, the mate that God has given you. God bless you, and heaven smile upon you. Can we pray? Father, I pray that you use this time together, because so many people are looking for colleges, looking for majors, and instead of finding out where you would have them to be, they want to know, where is the money? And may that never be the major life question. But Father, may we follow you, follow your mission, because you're our master. And if you so desire along the way, bless us with a mate that are heading the same direction. For it's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. You're dismissed.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.